All right, everybody, go home. Good group work today. You're all geniuses. And I expect that genius to shine through when you turn in your projects on Monday. Remember to coordinate with your partners. Three people playing Xbox while one types is not a team effort. Oh, hey you. Staying late to copy the board? No? Just need some time to yourself. That's okay. Don't mind me then. Good job with your group work today. I know your team did most of the talking, especially during the presentation. But I can tell who contributed what. The clever parts definitely sounded like your work. Actually, I kind of wish you'd share that with the class more often. That cleverness of yours? Group participation aside, everyone could benefit from hearing that bright mind of yours. I'm just saying. Oh, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I try not to be so direct with the shy guys, but I think I needed to say it so you could finally hear how smart you are. I can stop if I'm making you uncomfortable. I can tell. When you're uncomfortable, I mean. You're always looking down. Like today. I thought you were being respectful after my little wardrobe malfunction. Some of your other classmates took the opportunity to see what bra I wore. And of course, it had to be the mesh one today. But you? Your eyes were darting around and you found my blouse button on the floor. That was so sweet. I was thinking about it afterward, though, and I realized, even when I'm not absent-minded, lecturing with my breasts out, you're always looking down. I don't think you were just being respectful, waiting for me to snap the buttons of my blouse back together. I think you might be fascinated by something on the ground. Something at my feet. Even now, as I talk to you, you keep glancing down. Is it my leather boots? To be honest, they are a little much. Especially for class. I never realized how much I pace while I lecture, but these 5-inch heels are reminding me. You don't mind if I take them off, do you? That's so much better. And since you've decided to hang out with me after class, here's a bonus self-care tip. When your feet are really sore, these class chairs are exactly the right height to massage your arches. Oh, God, that feels so good. I love wearing stilettos, but here's a price. Oh, I wish I could get under the arches with my thumbs. Just right where the tendon meets the heel. That would feel so nice. You wouldn't. Would you? You would. Don't tell anyone I said so, but this is why you're my favorite. No, don't get up. I can come to you. It's the least I can do. Here. It's not too weird if I put my foot in your chair, is it? Move your legs aside a little. I'll just scooch my foot up like this. There. Just treat my leg like you're driving with a coffee mug between your legs. No, you can see where I was trying to rub, can't you? On that inside arch, right? Yeah, there. Oh, fuck, right there. That's so sore. Oh, but it feels really good. Just a little more pressure. Oh. Did I already say you were brilliant? Oh, and so good with those hands. Oh, don't worry about my stockings. I've got a million. Just dig in with your thumb. Yeah, like that. Oh. You know, when doctors are this good with their fingers, they say they have smart hands. Oh, my feet are always sore after a lecture. So it's probably not just the boots. Maybe it's because I do that little heel turn while I'm at the board. You know the one I'm talking about. I take like a power stance. Feet wide, hands on my hips while I'm reading. It's to give me confidence. But I think that little heel turn that I do, like I'm grinding something under my foot. I wonder if that's what's making my arches so sore. Maybe you should try a power stance sometime. It might make you more assertive. Although, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. But for some reason, you in a power stance, it kind of sounds wrong to me. Like with how polite you are, and the way you hunch your shoulders. It just makes me want to comfort you. And at the same time, I don't know, maybe stand over you. Control you in some way. Is that odd? Oh my god, yeah, you found it. Right there. You found the knot. Ooh. Yeah, that feels so good. Just keep rubbing right there. So, what would be the opposite of you striking a power pose? Maybe being dutiful. Respectful. No. Submissive. That's the term I'm looking for. Is it intentional? Do you act submissive on purpose? Like, does it just come out of you? Would you like to try it? Would you like to try acting submissive with me? Lots of students practice getting into a power pose before they give a presentation. When we're together, if it makes you more comfortable, we could practice the opposite. We could practice a submissive pose. Yeah? You're such a good boy. Okay. So, first things first. Throughout history, being submissive usually means being on one's knees. Right? So go ahead. Get on your knees. You're looking down again. Do you need a little bit of guidance to get over the awkwardness? Here, I'll cup the back of your neck and guide you out of your seat and onto your knees. There we go. Good boy. You like being called a good boy, don't you? And this is just perfect. See, this lets us both practice. Here I am in my power pose. I've got my hands on my hips and I'm looking down at you. And you? Well, you get to practice kneeling at my feet. So how does it feel down there? Does it feel like you're powerless? Like you're being cared for? Like you're nothing but my little pet? That's what I'm here for. To support you, my pet. Not just academically, but emotionally. And you look like you really need this, too. The way you're just nuzzling your head up against my wrist while I rub your neck. You're so good. Well, it looks like there's something else that seems to need attention. That little bulge down there. Is that from our little foot rub? Oh, that's really nothing to be ashamed of. I like it. I told you I'm here to support your needs, right? Is that a need you'd like me to help with? Yeah. Okay. Be a good boy and lay back. Don't look shocked. Just lay back on the floor. Show me your belly like a puppy. That's a good boy. Now, your teacher's gonna lay on top of you and play this cock like a flute. I'm gonna rest my knees in your armpits and then lay down the length of your body facing towards your legs. That way, you can lick and suck my toes through these shiny stockings. While I stretch my lips around this cock of yours.